In this year, we'll be talking about the halachas that apply to kitnirs. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, in the Mishnah discusses the chamisha mine dagon that are machmits and therefore can be used to be yotze the mitzvah of matzeis mitzvah. And the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim sh'adam yotze behem yidei chavasai bepesach. Chitim, which is wheat, sa'irim is barley, kusmin is spelt, shifon is rye, and shibay the shul is oats. And the Gemara there on the same Amud says that haniyin ayiz v'daychen loy. These you can be yetza with, but rice and millet you cannot be yetza with. And the Gemara says that's based on the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel and also Tana Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because the pasuk says, "Lo'seichal alav chametz shivas yamim, toichal alav matzais," which is mashma dvarim habam lidei chimotz, things that could become chametz. Adam yotze behen lidei chavasai b'matzah. You could be yotze if you make matzah out of those things that can come lidei chimotz. Yatzu egel, that excludes rice and millet ein bon lidei chimotz, that they do not become chametz, and Ella lidei sirchin. Rather, they come to sirchin, to rotting. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Oyez v'doichin, ein oisin chametz, they don't make chametz, v'machmitzim, and if you see them fermenting, v'machmitzim oisam, if you ferment them, masrichin, it won't actually ferment, it'll ultimately really just kind of rot. And therefore, they are not bon lidei chimotz, and therefore there's no issue of having Oyez v'doichin. Even if it begins to appear that it's fermenting, it would not be utter on Pesach. Because of this, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Simen Tov Nun Gimel, Eilu Dvarim Adam Sheyotzim Behem Chayvas Matzah Bechitim, Bis'ayrim Bekusmen, Shibay Lashul, Shifayin, and Avoloi Ba'ayriz, you're not Yotze Matzah with Ayriz, V'shar Minei Kitnias, and you're not Yotze with other types of beans. Why? V'gam einam bom l'dei chimotz, u'mutter lasas mehem tafshel. So since they don't come l'dei chimotz, like we just explained in the Gemara, therefore you can make a tafshel out of them. The Rama says, v'yesh oisrim, some people aser eating rice and kitnias, v'haminig be'ashkenaz l'hachmir. And the minig in Ashkenaz in Germany is to be machmir and not to eat rice or kitnias, v'ein l'shanis. And you shouldn't change this minute. But the Rama adds on, Miu Pashut ein oisem b'di'eved, it won't aser b'di'eved, im naful toichat havshel, if they fell into a food. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because kitnias is batal b'roiv, although iser is batal b'shishim, and although chametz is not batal at all on Pesach, but kitnias, even on Pesach, is batal b'roiv. So 49% of the food is kitnias, you would be allowed to eat it on Pesach. The Rama adds on, v'chemutel hadlik b'shmanim hanasim mehem. You also can light oil, light a fire with oil that comes from kitnias. In other words, there's no isra of hana on kitnias. Chametz is also b'hana, whereas kitnias is not. And so too, if the oil falls into a tavshel, wouldn't aser it. And the Rama adds on, you can also keep kitnias in your house, or you can keep rice in your house on Pesach. And in today's time, some of the more common forms of kitnias include rice, beans, soybeans, lima beans, kidney beans, peas, corn, string beans, mustard, sesame, buckwheat, kasha, and these are all foods that Ashkenazim do not eat on Pesach. Now the smakar, the first mention of the minig not to eat kitnias, goes back to the times of the smak, which is in the 1200s. And the oils, the derivatives of kitnias, are also included in the minhag not to eat, as we saw in the Rama, that he says you're allowed to use the oil to light, even though you can't eat it, which it sounds like, that although it's not, oil is not the original seed, it's not the original canola seed, let's say, but because it's a derivative of it, it's going to be usser. There's a machlekes between Eretz Yisrael Dika Paiskim and the American Paiskim regarding cottonseed oil, which is the seeds made from a cotton plant. In Eretz Yisrael, they do consider it kitnius, and in America, though, we can follow the psak of Reb Moshe Feinstein and Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, that it's not considered kitnius. But, of course, oils that come from palm tree, palm oil, olive oil, walnut oil, or various nut oils would not be considered kitnius because they're not coming from a bean or from rice. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Nun Gimel, Sifkat and Vav, gives two reasons why there is a inyan, a minhag, to be makbid not to eat kitnius on Pesach. One of the reasons is because it grows near plants that are chametz. Often they grow in the same fields as chametz, meaning same fields as wheat, rye, spelt, oat, barley. And there's a concern that maybe some of the actual chametz grains could have mixed in with the kitnius grains. And ultimately, if you bake it on Pesach, it's going to be aser, and chametz is not batel b'roiv, it's not batel b'shishim, it's not batel b'elef on Pesach. And since it's difficult to remove the chametz grains from the kitnius, the minig became not to eat kitnius on Pesach as well. By the way, the Sfardim, who do eat rice and kitnius on Pesach, they're very, very machmir to make sure they check it. Some have a minig to check it three times to make sure that there's no chametz grains mixed into them. Another reason the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be makbid on kitnius is because kitnius looks like real chametz, because it's commonly ground into flour. The flour is used to bake bread, to bake cookies, just like a chametz grain. And if we're going to allow people to use kitnius on Pesach, people may begin to think that if you use flour from one of the other grains as well, it can be mutter on Pesach, and therefore it became a minhag not to use it. There's a third reason brought down why we're makbid on kitnius, and that is from the Mishnah Berurah and Tav Samach Dalet Sifkat and Hay, who's talking about why we don't use mustard, chardol, on Pesach, and he says because it's a davar de midgan, it's something which is harvested in the same way as grains are harvested, and therefore there's a possibility that people will mix it up and think it can come feeding grains. There's a fourth reason, which is less known, which is brought down in the Bir Halacha in Tufnun Gimel, Dibur HaMaskel V'yesh Oisim, is Rabbeinu Manoach, who says that there are types of wheat that in a year which is not correct, meaning if it's lacking water, there's some other natural force which changes the normal way of it to grow, those wheats would appear to be like seeds. And as a result of that, they assert all seeds. Now the shaila which is discussed would be regarding New World crops that were not around at the time that the Gezerah was made or when the Minhag originally started. For example, peanuts. Peanuts are not a European fruit or corn. So are peanuts and corn considered kitnius, because they weren't there at the time of the minhag? The Jews who lived in Ashkenaz, who accepted this minhag, didn't know what corn was, they didn't know what peanuts were. And this will affect whether we can use peanut butter on Pesach, or we can use peanut flour, or corn flour, or can we put baby corn in our salads? This would be, depend on this shaila of do you say that New World crops are not included in the original minhag. In addition, there's quinoa. Quinoa flour is also a New Age food. It's something which just came about a couple of years ago, came up from South America. Or chia seeds. How about those? Or potato flour. So we'll talk about quinoa for a minute, and then we'll bring it into the other. We'll discuss the other ones as well. Quinoa has been popular in South America for many, many years, but it only came to America recently, and quinoa is a seed from a plant called a goosefoot. And the reason why the plant's called the goosefoot is because the leaves in this plant look like a goose's foot. And this plant is related to beets, and it actually grows on a tree. The quinoa grows on a tree, which is anywhere between 3 and 6 feet tall. So the discussion is quinoa included in the minhag of not eating kitnius? On one hand, we can say that quinoa should be included in the Isser of Kitnias. Why? Because quinoa is grown and stored in proximity to chametz grains, and perhaps chametz will get mixed in with it. Secondly, quinoa looks like a grain and is commonly ground into flour, and you can make quinoa bread, you can make quinoa cake, quinoa kugel, and a person who's not learned may think, well, if I can make bread out of quinoa flour, why can't I do it out of flours from the other types of grains? So it would seem that it is appropriate to make quinoa forbidden on Pesach, similar to kitnias. A third reason that the Mishnah Berurah said, because it's midi demidgan, it's harvested, it's processed, it's farmed the same way that kitnias is farmed, would also seem to apply to quinoa. But nevertheless, there are many Paiskim who say you're allowed to eat quinoa on Pesach, and they start their heter based on a tshuva from Reb Moshe Feinstein, which is regarding peanuts. Reb Moshe and Igris Moshe Arachayim Chela Gimel and Tshuva Samach Gimel starts off asking, why is it that potatoes are not included in the minig of kitnias? Because potatoes are used to produce flour. They make potato starch out of it. And that could also be confused with real chametz. So Reb Moshe says that the minig of kitnias only included items that have been clearly accepted by Klal Yisrael as kitnias. A new world crop that was never accepted as kitnias is not included in the minug, even if the reasons of the minug would apply to potatoes. So though there may be good reasons to say that potatoes are very similar to kitnias, we could still eat potatoes on Pesach because they were not around and in Europe at the time that the minug was accepted by Klal Yisrael. Similarly, Reb Moshe writes that since peanuts were never accepted as kitnias, they could be eaten on Pesach if you live in a community that never accepted it to be usher as kitnias. So, the Paiskim say that the same thing would apply to quinoa. Quinoa is a new world crop. It just came up a couple of years ago from South America, and therefore was never part of the minig of kitnias. Therefore, there's no reason to forbid it. However, some quote of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Halicha Shlomo in Daf Pei Tes, and Rav Belsky also has been quoted saying that quinoa is usher to eat on Pesach, and they say that even Rav Moshe would agree that quinoa is different than peanuts, because let's say lemashal peanuts and corn, they only became known in Europe when Columbus brought some things back from America in his journey to America and brought them back to Europe. Nevertheless, corn is included in kitnias despite the fact that it was unknown. And the reason is because if it looks like grain and it's used like a grain, it has to be included in the minug even if it was not around when the minug was established. However, potatoes, which due to their size do not closely resemble grains, it was not added at all to the minug. So corn, they're arguing, was a new age grain, but it was added because it's small, it's ground, the kernels are a little bit larger, but it's again, wheat kernels are also large, whereas potatoes, they have no resemblance at all to a grain. Whereas the other Paiskim say, well, still, there's no minhag on it, and therefore, it is okay. So the question is, those who hold it's okay, so why is corn usser? Why taka was corn included in the minhag of kitnias, whereas quinoa would be a problem? So those Paiskim explain that really corn too did not have to be included in the minig of kitnias since it was not there. Yet, whatever the reason is, which may not have a reason, Klal Yisrael accepted by themselves that this is going to be considered kitnias, and they even added it into the category of kitnias. So once it became niskabel by Klal Yisrael that it's kitnias, we continue to follow the minig today of not eating corn on Pesach. However, l'chatchila, they did not have to be mekabalit. They were mekabalit, therefore we keep it as well. So too regarding quinoa, there's no chiv to add it into the minig of kitnias. And since it has never been added into the minig of kitnias, there's no reason why we should add it in today. And therefore, now that almost every hotel serves quinoa, we don't have to assume that quinoa is going to be included in kitnias. Now, Rav Belsky initially pushed very hard to aser kidneys, and he said, again, kidneys is not similar to peanuts, because quinoa, where it came from and how it's used today, is a staple grain that's used to make bread and porridge, and therefore it fits into the definition of kidneys. He also said that true, it wasn't known in the previous generations, but they're automatically included, just like corn was unanimously niskabel, even though it's a New World grain. And he added, because it's also commonly milled into flour like chametz. But others argue with him, and they said, number one, it's like peanuts, and therefore it should not be a problem. Number two, it was never harvested with wheat. The OU had sent a mashkiach down to Peru to view the fields where they raise the quinoa, and he found that quinoa is grown at a different altitude than grain is grown at. And therefore, the concern of it being doyme to grain and harvested like grain, that would not seem to apply. The climate is different. The climate for quinoa is different than the climate that's ideal for wheat. And usually, industrially packaged quinoa is packaged on dedicated lines with no chance of contamination because of allergen concerns. It's also harvested in different seasons than wheat. And therefore, we can say that many of the reasons to consider it quinoa don't even apply today. Adding on to that the fact that people were not necessarily makabel it, that it should be considered part of the minhag of kidneys. Now, I heard a share from Rebelsky where he himself said that kidneys really depends on the minhag. It depends on Klal Yisrael being makabel. So although Rebelsky himself pushed that we should be makabel it, but he said that we have to wait and see what's going to happen. And if it turns out that Klal Yisrael will start eating quinoa on Pesach, and they won't be makabelit to be kidneys, then that will be the halacha. And what has happened with time is that Rav Heinemann from Baltimore and the Star K, which give many hechsherim on Pesach hotels, they allowed their hotels to serve it. And once that became the standard that hotels serve kidneys, it would seem that even Rav Belsky would agree that quinoa would no longer be included in kidneys, and it would be mutter to eat it on Pesach. There are many heterim, or ways that kidneys has more kulas than chametz has. For example, kidneys is only aser b'achila. Hana is mutter. The Rama mentioned, as we said beforehand, that you're allowed to light kidneys for a ner Shabbos. If you only have Or ner Pesach, if you only have canola oil, which is kidneys, you're allowed to use that for your leichter on Pesach. In addition, the Mishneh Berurah in Tav Nun Gimel, Zifkat and Yud, says that you're allowed to feed kidneys to your animals, since you're not eating it. Getting hana from kidneys is acceptable. And another practical ramification would be using paper towels on Pesach that may have starch or cornstarch in it, that although you're benefiting from the actual kidneys, that is going to be mutter. Another big heter is that there's no iser of bal yirah, as is quite obvious from what we discussed. The Ramban Tafnun Gimel says that the iser of bal yirah does not apply to owning kidneys, whereas real chametz, a yid, cannot own it on Pesach. You're allowed to keep kidneys in your home. However, Valyashev, who's quoted in a sefer called Halacha Shel Pesach, he writes that if the cheshash of kidneys is that maybe there's chametz mixed in with it, then if you cheshes this chametz there, then you should also sell your kidneys along with the chametz, but that does not seem to be the minhag today. Another kula by kidneys, that kidneys is batel b'roiv. Chametz is not batel at all. Chametz is aser b'mashehu on Pesach. However, if chametz gets mixed into a mixture before Pesach, then chametz is batel b'roiv before Pesach. Whereas kidneys, chametz is batel b'shishim before Pesach, whereas kidneys is batel b'roiv even on Pesach, as the Rama says, that if it falls into your food, you are allowed to eat it. So anything which is, if 51% of the mixture is kasher l'Pesach, and 49% is kidneys, it would be mutter, meyikra hadin. another kula is for a chayla and for a katan. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Zayin, says that the meaning of kitnius was never put on a sick person, even if he's not in a matzav of sakana. Even a chayla shein by sakana does not need to keep the chumra of kitnius. So, for example, taking medications which are kitnius is not a problem at all. And also for children under the age of 9 years old, may eat kitnius if they need it, since children under that age are considered a chayla. This is a psak from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer Kovetz Halachas on page 99. And also the Chayi Adam in Kuf Chav Zayin, Se'if Vav. So, for example, if you have a baby formula which has kitnius in it, you're allowed to give it to a child on Pesach. Since if you change the type of formula that the child is used to, the child may not eat as much or can infect them. So if you have a child who normally eats a specific formula, there's no need to change it if the issue is only kitnius, since kitnius is mutar b'hana and it doesn't apply to a chayla or a katan, and a katan is anyone under the age of 9 who has a din of a chayla. Another heter, or another kula, which we have by kitnius is called kitnius shenishtana. That means kitnius that was changed. So we mentioned that kitnius is only aser b'achila on Pesach, but the derivatives of kitnius, for example, canola oil, or various oils or products that are made from something that was originally kitnius, there we have a machlekes. Whether kitnius shenishtana, kitnius that changed its form, whether that's included in the minhag not to eat kitnius. Do you say that since the kitnius has totally changed, it's no longer kitnius? So for example, aspartame or ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, are created biochemically transforming corn and other kitnius. And if so, aspartame and ascorbic acid, which is used to create NutraSweet, which is a sweetener used in diet cola, would be mutter to drink those colas on Pesach because it's kitnius shenishtana, it's no longer considered kitnius. And this is a heter which is based on a Mishnah Brura in Reish Tes Zayin Sifkatan Zayin. The Mishnah Brura there says regarding something called musk. Musk is a form of perfume, which he says is a discussion whether it comes from the dam of a chaya or from the zeya of a chaya. So if it's, whatever it is, it's, even if it's on the dam, it's nisyabesh, v'nase boisim, the Mishnah Berurah says, it becomes into perfume. And therefore, you make a brach on it, bar minei besamim. So the Mishnah Berurah there, in Resh Te Zayin, Sifkatan Zayin, says, v'da shehamoysk ze yesh aimim shubam ze yesh chaya. Some say it comes from the sweat of an animal, some say it comes from the blood of an animal. So l'fi svarach reina, if it's the blood of an animal, some wanted to aser it, akoponim lasis bekadera, lahatim berecha yesa tavshel. Some wanted to say that you cannot use it to give a fragrance to your food and put it into your pot, because the dam aser b'achila, because dam is aser b'achila. V'haibir poiskim atirim, afilu lasis bekadera, and some, many poiskim are matir, even putting this perfume into the pot, as lina basar hashta, because you look at it the way it is today. Behashta lav damhu. Now it's not blood. Ela afra bialma. It's simply like a dirt type of a material. So yes, it came from blood, but now it changed. It's nishtana. And azlinan basar hashta. And shenaisin reach toiv, that it just simply gives off a fragrance. So look at Delio Rabba, shemitzadeid lahayres kedivreim. Delio Rabba's makel, that if the blood is nishtana, you're allowed to eat it. Uber prima god and bemishbitzai zab is mitzadeid gam kain yeshlis mechal de rehem lahakel aflechatchila beyeshishim kenegdai betavshel. He says, even the chatchila, you can be makel, and to put this blood, which was nishtana into this perfume, into your food, as long as there's 1/60th against the blood in the ultimate food. So, based on this, kitnius is nishtana, is no longer considered kitnius. Because if we're going to say that blood, which changes, is no longer considered blood, then definitely kidney, which is only a minhag, which was nishtana, it should be okay, and we should be able to use aspartame or ascorbic acid or these kidney sweeteners on Pesach. So that is how some people do Paskin. Other Paskin, for example, Rav Landau from Eretz Yisrael, he asks kidney shenishtana, and they say that yes, you could be mako regarding other foods which are only aser midrabanan. But we have to be machmer when it comes to minhagim, because minhagim sometimes are even more chomer than iser drabanan. And he says, especially when it comes to minhagim of Pesach, that we have to be extra machmer. Therefore, these poskim hold that we cannot be makel, and we cannot drink the diet sodas that have the aspartame. And it is interesting that there are some poskim that will not accept kidney shenistana, but will allow people to drink diet cola, because they say kidney is batel beroiv in the soda. We have a different heter, true, even if it was not nishtana, but it is batel beroiv. So though normally we would say that if something is usser with nicing tam, because the kidney is the sweetener, gives off the taste, and it's not batel even beroiv, but because the minig not to eat kidney is only a minhag, we're makel to say batel beroiv even where it is nicing tam, along with the fact that it's kidney ice shenishtana. And nowadays, due to the coronavirus, many people are promoting vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D. So we mentioned that vitamin C is ascorbic acid. So can we take this vitamin C on Pesach? So there are many steps in producing ascorbic acid, vitamin C. Usually the starting material is glucose, which is a derivative of starch. So if the starch comes from wheat, then that vitamin C, that ascorbic acid, is going to be chametz. However, most manufacturers in the world use a kidney-based derivative such as corn to make the glucose. And because the process changes the corn glucose into a ascorbic acid, therefore, it's again kidney shenishtana, and therefore kidney shenishtana would be mutter according to those paiskim who are matir. Now, because there's multiple suppliers and supply chains for ascorbic acid, it's very, very difficult to know in most cases to whether the source of the ascorbic acid in any given vitamin C is from kidneys or whether it is from a proper chametz. Even if it says gluten-free, that does not mean that there's no chametz, because it could be it is chametz, but it wouldn't have the allergen because of all the changes that it went through. So if you have a non-chewable, unflavored vitamin C tablet or pill, it would be mutter to have it on Pesach, because since they're inedible, and swallowing pills for medicine is not considered the normal way of eating chametz, and in addition to the fact that majority of ascorbic acid manufacturers do not produce it from wheat, you can assume, it could be holchanach arrive, that whichever vitamin C you get is actually coming from kidneys, it's corn-based, and it's nishtana, and therefore it would be okay. Of course, if it's flavored, that's a whole nother set of issues of the flavors need to have a hechsher, and we need to know that they're not from chametz. So the best thing to do, if it's necessary to give it to a child who can't take it unless it's flavored, is to take the unflavored ones, grind them up, put them into an applesauce, and to give it to the child. Another interesting shaila is, can a Ashkenazi eat over the home of a Sephardi? The question is that the Ashkenazi is not a kidneyist, but can he eat the food that was cooked in a pot that had kidneys cooked in it? The blios of kidneys aser the Pesach food for the one who keeps the minhag of Ashkenaz. So the Kaf HaChayim brings a machlekes on this. Some paiskim say that if the pot was used and it's known to be a ben yomai for kidneys, then you should not eat the food. Other paiskim say that blios of kidneys are usually batel berev in the rest of the food, and therefore there's no problem. And there are various shitas today. The OU is matir belios, that there's no issue of kalim from kitnias. Now, regarding a child, many baby formulas do have kitnias in it. It's definitely true in soy-based formulas, because soy is kitnias. And milk-based formulas also tend to have soy as well. So we know that soy can be eaten by the children or by chayla. And there's also, some of them have maltodextrin. Now, maltodextrin can possibly be chametz. So therefore, it would be necessary to know on the various baby formulas that they are kitnias-based and not chametz-based. One of the interesting shaylas is that if we know that we're putting a non-kosher ingredient into a product, even if it's batel, then it would be usher because of a din called ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. So therefore, if you have a baby formula which has in it ascorbic acid, which is based on chametz, would it be mutter to use it on Pesach, knowing that it may be being mevatel in iser lechatchila? So some say that there's a tshuvas harashba that the standard din of bittel does not apply when you are mevatel the iser bekavana. The Magen Avraham and Archaim and Tuf Mem Zayin Ais Aleph says that what the Rashba says, that in mevatel iser applies to Pesach as well. So if chametz was added into a product, it's not bittel. So the question is, vitamin C, would it be bittel? So the answer is that it's uncertain whether vitamin C is chametz at all. And it's really hard to figure out whether it's coming from chametz or coming from kitnias, because vitamin C is very often coming from sorbitol, which comes from glucose, and glucose comes from starch. The starch can come from tapioca, it can come from corn, it can come from wheat. And in Europe, about 50% of vitamin C comes from wheat, and the rest is from corn or other starches. So if we look at the whole world, majority of it comes from non-chametz sources. So even the Rashba, who says that Eimei Vatman Esel Chathchila, that's only where you did it on purpose, that's a din derabanan, it's not aser midaraisa. So since we don't know if the vitamin C is even considered chametz, so we have a rule of safek derabanan lekula. And since the Rashba's din of Eimei Vatman Esel Chathchila is itself a machlekes, like the Night of Yehuda in Yerdei Tinyana Nun Vav discusses. Therefore, even though there may be a shaila of being mevatel chametz, which is batel b'shishim, technically it would not be a problem to use this formula.